I give Rue some matches, and she makes sure I have plenty of leaves in case my stings flare up again. We extinguish our fire and head upstream until it's almost nightfall. Where do you sleep? I ask her. In the trees? She nods. In just your jacket? Rue holds up her extra pair of socks. I have these for my hands. I think of how cold the nights have been. You can share my sleeping bag if you want. We'll both easily fit. Her face lights up. I can tell this is more than she dared hope for. We pick a fork high in a tree and settle in for the night just as the anthem begins to play. There were no deaths today. Rue, I only woke up today. How many nights did I miss? The anthem should block out our words, but still I whisper. I even take the precaution of covering my lips with my hand. I don't want the audience to know what I'm planning to tell her about Peeta. Taking a cue from me, she does the same.
2, she says. The girls from District 1 and 4 are dead. There's 10 of us left.
Something strange happened. At least, I think it did. It might have been the tracker jacker venom making me imagine things, I say. You know the boy from my district, Peeta? I think he saved my life. But he was with the careers.
He's not with them now, she says. I've spied on their base camp by the lake. They made it back before they collapsed from the stingers. But he's not there. Maybe he did save you and had to run.
I don't answer. If, in fact, Peeta did save me, I'm in his debt again, and this can't be paid back. If he did, it was all probably just part of his act, you know, to make people think he's in love with me.
Oh, says Rue thoughtfully. I didn't think that was an act.
Course it is, I say. He worked it out with our mentor. The anthem ends, and the sky goes dark. Let's try out these glasses. I pull out the glasses and slip them on. Rue wasn't kidding. I can see everything, from the leaves on the trees to a skunk strolling through the bushes a good 50 feet away. I could kill it from here if I had a mind to. I could kill anyone. I wonder who else got a pair of these, I say.
The careers have 2 pairs, but they've got everything down by the lake, Rue says. And they're so strong.
We're strong, too, I say, just in a different way.
You are. You can shoot, she says. What can I do?
You can feed yourself, can they? I ask.
They don't need to. They have all those supplies, Rue says.
Say they didn't. Say the supplies were gone. How long would they last? I say. I mean, it's the Hunger Games, right?
But Katniss, they're not hungry, says Rue.
No, they're not. That's the problem. I agree. And for the first time, I have a plan. A plan that isn't motivated by the need for flight and evasion. An offensive plan. I think we're going to have to fix that, Rue.